Welcome to SCOTUS Cast, Child Abduction and Court Rulings Edition. Thank you for tuning in. On December 5, 2012, the Supreme Court heard oral argument in Chafin v. Chafin, a case involving the Hague Convention on the Civil Aspects of International Child Abduction. Under the convention, a child is to be turned to his or her country of habitual residence if the child has been taken to another country in violation of the convention. The question in Chafin is whether an appeal of a U.S. District Court's ruling in a child abduction case becomes moot if the parent who won the district court takes the child back to the child's country of habitual residence while the appeal by the losing parent is pending. To discuss the case, we have Margaret Reisner, who is an associate professor of law at Indiana University's Robert H. McKinney School of Law. As always, the Federalist Society takes no position on particular legal or public policy issues. All expressions of opinion are those of the speaker. And now, Professor Reisner.
Chafin v. Chafin, although a family law case, basically boils down to a procedural issue, namely whether American federal appellate courts have the authority to review a district court's order returning a child to her habitual residence pursuant to the Hague Convention after the child has left the United States. In this case, we have an American father who is a sergeant in the U.S. Army. We also have a Scottish mother. Their 5-year-old daughter was born in Germany with dual U.S.-UK citizenship. While the father was deployed to Afghanistan, the mother and the child moved to Scotland. When the father was transferred to Alabama, the family moved to Alabama. Upon visa and marital issues pursuant to the Hague Convention on the Civil Aspects of International Child Abduction, the mother got an order from the Federal District Court in Alabama to return with the child to Scotland after successfully arguing that the child's habitual residence was Scotland. As soon as the court's decision came down, she left for Scotland with the child after a stay was denied. When the father appealed this order, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit dismissed his appeal after finding the issue moot on account of the child's return to Scotland. The court remanded the case to the district court to vacate its order and dismiss the case as moot. The definition of a moot case is if there's no case or controversy for the appeals court to resolve. Specifically, when the issues presented are no longer alive or the parties lack a legal cognizable interest in the outcome. The consequence of a moot case is that the appellate court has no authority to give an opinion on the moot question or an abstract proposition, or to declare principles or rules of law which cannot affect the matter in issue in the case before the court. Therefore, the 11th Circuit found that there was no live issue here in this case in Chafin v. Chafin once the child returned to Scotland and the parties had no legally cognizable interest in the outcome, meaning that the appeals court had no grounds to hear the appeal. This approach represents a circuit split in the United States, with another circuit permitting such appeals as not moot. Therefore, the Supreme Court's decision will resolve the split between the circuits on this issue. Meanwhile, child custody proceedings are currently pending in the Scottish court, where the mother initiated these proceedings upon her return to Scotland. The child has been in Scotland now for 14 months. During yesterday's oral arguments, mother's counsel argued that there would be no effect of American appellate review, and there's no live issue between the parties now that the child has been living in Scotland. In other words, the mother's counsel argued before the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday, there is nothing an American court can do here in this judicial process anymore. Scotland is the only country with jurisdiction over child custody by virtue of the child's residence there for over a year. And the case is moot. The father's counsel, on the other hand, argued in oral arguments yesterday that an appellate decision could matter in several ways to the father, which was reason to let an appeal go forward. For example, the father's counsel argued that the appellate court could determine that the child's habitual residence in the United States is here in the United States versus Scotland. Furthermore, the child could be ordered back to the United States from Scotland, and child custody proceedings could be held in Alabama instead of Scotland if an appellate court finds in his favor. Finally, the father had been ordered to pay about $90,000 in costs to the mother, which could be overturned on appeal. So these are the various concrete potential effects of a successful appeal in the 11th Circuit, which father's counsel argues keeps the case live and not moot. And so he wants an appeal on the trial court's determination, the district court. So we will have to wait and see what the Supreme Court holds after being brought into this messy international custody dispute. There's not much precedent to predict how the case will come down. But as we await the decision, we should remember the important principle of child welfare, that children are best served by swift and conclusive judicial decisions about their lives. And to this end, one of the justices expressed concern during oral arguments about shuttling the child between Scotland and the United States, which is exactly what the Hague Convention aimed to stop. On the other hand, the American appellate process is a very important check on the decisions of the district courts. So, well, one thing is for sure, regardless of the position that the Supreme Court takes, is, and that's that the swiftness of the decisions regarding the child must always be sought. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SCOTUSCast. For more episodes of SCOTUSCast, as well as audio and video of past Federalist Society events, please visit our website at www.federalistsociety.org/multimedia.